That's too many people here. Too many people here. Gotta have a phone.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the September 13th meeting of the Code Enforcement Board. The meeting will now come to order. May we have a roll call, Madam Secretary?
Ms. Nettie?
Here.
Ms. Hines?
Here.
Ms. House? Mr. Harrison?
Here.
Mr. Jones?
Here.
Okay.
You heard from Ms. House? She
yes. Motion to excuse Mrs. House. All right. I made the motion, and Mrs. Hines made the second. That's all the members we have. All right. Everybody had a chance
all
to...
All in favor?
Oh, sorry. All in favor, all right. Say aye.
Aye.
Like, sign opposed. Motion carries. All right. Now we're going to move on to the approval of the August 9th, 2018 meeting and the May 31st, 2018 workshop minutes, the minutes from both of those. Everybody have a chance to look at them? All right. Motion to approve. Any changes?
So moved.
A second. Motion, Mr. Harrington. Second, Mr. Jones. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Like, sign, opposed. Motion carries. Does anyone need to disclose any ex parte communications? All right. Do we have some announcements,
yes,
Madam Secretary? Okay.
Case number 6, BEB 06-1858, is in at 1337 Killian Street, is in compliance 9-12-18. Case number 12, BEB 08-1886, at Bellevue Avenue, parcel 5339-66-02-0030, is in compliance 9-12-18. Case number 17, CEB 09-18-110-132 Forest Lake Boulevard, is in compliance 9-12-18. Case number 19, CEB 09-18-101-411 Pleasant Street, is in compliance 9-11-18. And case number 28, CEB 09-18-111 at 314 Nautilus Avenue, is in compliance 9-10-18.
Okay. All right, so all those are in compliance. Okay. Would our code officers come forward and be sworn in, please?
We got everybody bit, wheelchairs and everything.
Should be good.
Okay, here's our procedure. We'll be calling cases by number and for the most part in order as they're listed on the agenda. If there are attorneys present that need to be in court or if there's a police officer who has to get back on duty, we will hear those cases first. When your case is called, please come forward and be sworn in. State your name and address for the record, and if you're not the owner of the property, please state your relationship to the owner. Our proceedings are recorded, so please speak into the mic, and now we need to make sure our mics are really on, because what are we doing? We're closed captioning now. Okay. All right. The board hears from code officers first. Let me just finish this, and then you'll get an opportunity to respond and direct your responses to the board. And there may be witnesses that testify, and they will use the same exact procedure. All right, if we need to have a break, we'll take one at 11. Otherwise, hopefully, we'll be finished by then. Thank you. All right, so first we're going to do case number 8, CEB 08-18-77, DB 101 Corporation, at 101 South Ocean Ave. Mr. Elkind?
Thank you. I do not need to be in court. I do have an appointment, so I appreciate your indulging me. Again, my name is Darren Elkheim. My professional address is 505 Deltona Boulevard. I'm here on behalf of DB 101. I was here last month. There were some urgent matters to be addressed or to be finalized. We did that. I just want to let you know that we went above and beyond. I wish I could take credit for it, but there was a gentleman here who apparently lives in the neighborhood who approached me after the meeting. He said, you know, it would be really good if you just apply wood and put it up, attached it all around, so it would really be secure. And that's in the process of being done. So that's a little more than what you all had asked for, and staff is familiar with that. We're putting up the no trespassing signs, actually painting them right on the wall, and got the authorization sign. As soon as the signs go up, we'll provide that to the police department. And then I expect in about the next 30 days or so, we'll have a good plan on the zoning and the time frame for the zone to be completed, and ultimately the reconstruction of the wall. So all is proceeding nicely.
Good. That's why we're here today, for a progress report. And we need to hear from Mr. Jackson and Mr. Reckonzone, please. Good morning.
Good morning, Madam Chair, members of the board. Anthony Jackson, attorney for the City of Daytona Beach. As Mr. Elkin had stated, we do have photos. Okay, I know the inspector was working to get those up. The inspector in this case is Cliff Reckonzone. As you stated, Madam Chair, this is before you for a progress report and a determination of compliance
right.
date. Reminding the board that the last time we were before you, we had an issue of an open area that needed to be closed. That was an urgent issue, and we had given them 10 days. But the report from the inspector said that they complied with taking care of that concern. I think what Mr. Elkin is telling us now is, as far as a compliance date, I don't know if they're ready yet to be able to give us a date. And if that's the case, then we're okay with that, I believe, because we expect it to take some time. So it just would kind of force us after having the progress report next month to be able to know exactly where this is going to go and how long it's going to take. And I'll tend
okay.
to Mr. Reckonzone.
Do you have anything to add, Mr. Reckonzone?
Just all the safety issues are in compliance.
Okay, so the safety issues are in compliance.
Correct.
All right. So we were here to determine a compliance date. So the repairs or the wall was secured. But that needs to be, doesn't it need to be rebuilt, the damaged seawall?
Yes.
Okay, and can you explain to me when that's going to be done, how it's going to be done?
I'll repeat a little of what I said
yeah.
last time. I think when I was here last time, I gave you not only an assurance, but a personal assurance that the safety issues would be addressed
right.
within the 10 days. And there's somebody out there physically working now. I just went and met with them. So the wood that you see going up is actually going to cover all of that, so it looks nicer. And then...
So it's not done yet?
Yes, yes. The safety issues are completely done. You just heard
okay.
that testimony.
Okay.
No question about it.
Okay.
We're doing a little more, a little extra.
Okay, good.
Be good
Thank
citizens
you.
That isn't required. In terms of the reconstruction of the wall, that's going to be the ultimate reconstruction is a long process. I can't tell you at this time how...
Why is it such a long process? Maybe.
Well, you have to remove... You don't just throw some wood up like is
done now. I understand that.
You have to demolish it,
but,
permit
I mean,
it.
I need some kind of time frame.
What she's asking, have you pulled permits? Have you an engineering
I'll
thing?
Okay, that's what...
I'm
going to
take it from beginning
going.
To end in terms of
okay.
rebuilding a seawall. Understanding I'm not a seawall contractor. The
right.
the first issue is there is a zoning approval in progress to improve the property as a parking lot pursuant to a lease with the Ocean Deck, which is a few buildings down. At sort of the 11th hour, your zoning staff said, hey, we might like to have you, as opposed to building this parking lot, the way it because it was in plan or plans were moving forward to do that, we might like you to change your zoning to, I'm not going to go into all the detail of what the city would like to see done vis-a-vis the zoning, and it makes some good sense. So we're in the process of evaluating that. Once that happens, depending on which decision is made, they will finalize the rezoning. And once the zoning is finalized, a seawall permit will be pulled. There's, and I'm not an expert on the permitting process, but it's not just city permitting; it's FDEP permitting
yeah.
because it's on the ocean. I am told that that process takes a little longer than, say, pulling a building permit from the city to build a house or something, or a dock for a dock permit. It's a little bit longer process. So, and then ultimately a new seawall will be constructed. Exactly where it is, what it looks like, whether it accommodates a boardwalk or doesn't accommodate a boardwalk will all be determined through the rezoning process. Then we'll pull prepare the construction plans and pull the building permits. So, from a timing perspective, I am not in a position to tell you the date on which that wall will be built, but I would, you know, I'm thinking a year probably.
Oh, go ahead.
Mr. Reckitt, is what he's saying that this permit is going to be continuous on several other permits that he have to...
It's a very long process, a very detailed process. A lot of different departments are involved in this process. It not only includes the city, but the state and the county, because it butts up to the beach.
Okay, I understand that. There must be a difference between repair and replace of a seawall. That's what I want to know.
Yeah, we hired a structural engineer to evaluate that, and he said basically you can't.
You cannot repair it.
It's not. It won't be.
Okay.
It's too far gone.
All right. Now I still have some more questions. Is the parking area still? Let me ask Mr. Reckonzone. Is the parking area still being used by Ocean Deck?
There's no parking being done. It's a fenced-in lot. The entire lot is fenced in.
So there's no parking taking place there at all?
There's no parking being taken place there at all. There's some complaints of it, but that's on the city right-of-way. It's not...
Let
me pull up. I was going to see about a picture, but I don't
know. Okay.
In the meantime, let me ask you this question. If it can't be repaired, why can't you tear it down?
What I am told, I'm just a lawyer, so
tell me. Yeah, we need answers to these questions.
What I'm told is that if you tear it down before you have a permit to replace it, you could lose some rights to replace it. Is one
okay.
that issue I do understand.
Okay.
The second, more urgent from a life safety issue, is the wall, as bad a shape as it in, does. Heaven forbid we get a hurricane or a storm, does prevent the whole area from washing out. So it provides a lot of protection, especially for adjacent property, the roadway, and all of that. So much better to have the new wall ready to go in as soon as the old one comes in and not leave it just completely exposed to the elements.
Okay, Mr. Reckonzone?
If you see in the back of the picture, there's actually a fence that goes across the entire street side. That fence comes down to the corner and all the way down to the end of the seawall.
Okay.
The entire lot is fenced in.
So no one is using it, the lot itself, no one is using for parking?
Correct. It's just there's parking on the city right away that we're working with.
Yeah, that's okay.
I did that this morning, actually, when I went to check on this.
Okay. That's not before us. I just wanted to know.
Are you waiting for the city to come back with their recommendations that they want to do?
No. In terms of the zoning, there was a, this was before I even got involved, there was a zoning application to improve this as a parking lot, just as a parking lot that was going through, and really the Ocean Deck was handling that approval process, even though they have a lease with my client. And what happened was sort of towards the end of that process, the city administration came and said, hey, we don't want to just approve this as a parking lot. We would like you to rezone the property to a PD and address some very specific concerns about, you know, the improvement, because you've got a hotel going up on the north side.
Do we actually have a hotel? Has that all been approved? A hotel? I mean, you may think that this is not in our purview, but I want to make a decision based on what we would do if, let me give you an example. If somebody comes to us and they say, our house is for sale, so we're not going to fix anything, and I've got a contract, and they don't really show the contract, then we don't say, okay, you don't have to do anything. So I want to make sure that we're playing by the same rules for everyone, that if a homeowner comes to us and says, I can't fix this because I want to sell it and I don't want to put any more money into it and that's a waste of my time and effort and I've got a contract, and then the contract falls through and then they're back and we've wasted a lot of time.
I confuse you. I am so sorry.
Okay.
We are not building a hotel.
Okay.
We don't have a plan to build a hotel. We don't have a contract purchaser. We are fixing the wall.
Okay.
I was explaining why the city has asked my client as the property owner to do something extra, something beyond what was originally planned of just building a parking lot and just planning for a parking lot there. Because on other property that has nothing to do with my client, the city believes there's going to be some redevelopment. I was, hit the erase button that I even mentioned it. The city's asking us to do that. I was answering Mr. Sino's questions. The city has asked us to look at that. We have, my client, I'm not paying for it, has engaged a land planning firm to evaluate that and then come up with what they would need in terms of a PUD as opposed to just doing a parking lot. That's at the request of the city, so we're all clear.
Yeah.
We're trying to be very accommodating to the city by doing that, and so that's where we are, and that's the process. Once we accommodate the city's request vis-a-vis the zoning, that process isn't completed. That will dictate where the wall gets rebuilt, what it looks like, what the load-bearing things are, et cetera.
So the only reason you're doing this is because the city is asking you, when you rebuild the wall, you'll rebuild it according to where the city wants it? Because something might happen on another piece of property?
No.
Mm-mm.
I don't think I have the capacity to unconfuse you. So let me say this. You have evidence from your staff that the property is the safety issues have been addressed.
Mm-hmm.
It's going, they've
right.
told you, and
correct.
The city and my clients being very responsible and doing what they need to do at this point in time, as long as I'm involved, to move through the process that the city requires vis-a-vis the zoning so that we can replace the seawall, can't repair it, and that's going to take some time. I can't give you, I'm not in a position today to give you the exact date that it's done, because as you know from last meeting, when I tell you something's going to be done,
right.
it gets done,
right. or I
don't stay involved.
Okay, so all we're here today, and we have no information, so it's going to be very difficult to make a decision, is when the seawall is going to be
I'd like you to just continue
repaired.
It, if you would, for a status update. And
okay. I see what you're asking for. We were here to set a compliance date, and I don't have enough information. I don't.
Well,
think.
I'll tell you what. Do you have any idea when you may know? What next month is it a reasonable time? Or is it going to take 2 months? What does it take for you to get a timeline?
I think 60 days, not your next meeting, but the following meeting, is a reasonable time for us in the zoning to make do the things the city's asked, not in code enforcement.
When is this?
60 days.
60 days.
Not to be in compliance, but let's bring it back in 60 days.
So a progress report in 60 days.
And I'm getting a nod from my inspector, Madam Chair, that he believes that's reasonable based. A little bit different in the scenario you gave us, that there appears to be a process and that something is happening and it is going forward. And as long as we understand that, and we'll make sure we report that as to our knowledge, if something's really stopped and nothing's happening, we'll make sure the ward's made aware of that as well. But at this point, there is a process. It's going forward. And so my inspector believes that 60 days will be a reasonable time to come back for a timeline.
Okay.
And so we can know when this would end and how we want to further address it as we go forward.
I think that's all right. I do have a question for you. Doesn't to change zoning to a PUD, doesn't that imply there is a project in mind? You don't just get a PUD for an empty lot.
Yeah, it's not my principal area, so I'm going to let Mr.
I mean, everyone would love to do that then, because you wouldn't have a lot of problems.
Well, we have zoning that allows all kinds of uses. The city has asked, as opposed to letting us just build this parking lot and, rent it to the ocean deck, to rezone to a PUD and eliminate some of the uses that we're currently entitled to. My client, when they heard that, said, why would we possibly do that? And, you know, in talking with the CEO, I said, well, there's some good reasons. It is sort of a reasonable request. Some of the things that are in your current entitlements you would never build. And so nobody typically spends the money to go to a PUD zoning, because it's an expensive process, without a project that they're going to make a return on. In this case, my client is not a developer. He's a investor, property owner, and so it's really the request of the city to limit the uses, the potential uses down the road on the property, that is driving the request for the PUD. So it's a little bit of a unique situation. But again, no project proposed other than a parking lot at this period of time, and it's the city's request to do that. And I think, knowing what I know about the way it works, is it's a good idea from the city's perspective.
Does that mean they have a buyer lined up?
They do not. They do not.
So who's going to spend the money to do this?
Oh, the property owner.
You're going to do this out of the goodness of your heart?
No, they are. This is an expensive piece of property. They have two options. You can, if they don't repair the seawall, you impose a lien, and they lose their investment. So in order to protect their investments, it's got nothing to do with the goodness of the heart, none whatsoever. I'm not here out of the goodness of my heart. I'm getting paid quite handsomely, by the way.
Not me.
So I know you're not. So no, it has nothing to do with the goodness of their heart. It's a reasonable request from the city. They don't have a choice. You have the power to make them fix the seawall or take the property, basically.
All right. So
big hammer, you will.
You don't have a choice.
All right. So it seems the consensus is that we'll revisit this in a couple months. So the chair will entertain a motion to continue a monthly progress report, yeah, or to ask for another monthly progress report on at the November meeting date. I don't, that is 11/8/18. Is there such a motion?
No move.
Second.
All right. Motion, Mr. Harrington. Second, Mr. Jones. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Like sign opposed. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. Now, let's go back to the beginning.
Madam Chair, is there any citizens here that also have to get back to a job or medical appointment or something? I think we should consider letting them come before regular situation starts.
Well, there are only two exceptions that I made, and it's one is for an attorney who has to be in court, which I thought that he did because he came up and said that, but he announced that he didn't. And if there's a police officer, it's a health and a safety issue, and that he needs to get out on the street. So I think we'll just try and move quickly through here. Somebody's under some horrible time restraint.
They would probably let you know anyway.
Okay. All right. So let's just get to it. All right. We'll start with case number one, CEB 07-18-71, Bernard W. and Alma Smith. They here? This is Mr. Smith from South Daytona?
Yes.
Please state your name and address for the record.
Bernard W. Smith, Jr. This address is 730 Flanders. My address is 144 Reef Road.
Right.
I do.
Okay, we'll let our code enforcement officer tell us what's going on, and Mr. Jackson, our attorney.
Madam Chair, members of the board, this is before you for imposition of a fine. The inspector is John Stinson. Mr. Stinson reports that all violations still exist, to his knowledge, and he is requesting $300 per day fine to a maximum of $15,000. This property, this respondent was first notified in February. So that's his request. I would tender Mr. Stinson if you have any facts or questions.
So this place occupied?
I'd have to.
Okay. Morning.
Good morning. John Stinson, Code Inspector with the City of Qualifications are on file.
The property appears to be occupied. I haven't seen any people there. I've had no contact with anyone when I went to the property.
So there continues no rental license. They can't get a rental license because it hasn't been inspected.
That's correct.
Okay. Well, let's hear what you have to say, Mr. Smith.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I have some bad news.
What is
that?
And
some good news.
Oh, fine.
The bad news is the people that had contracted with me to purchase the home came back and reduced the amount that they wanted to offer.
Uh-huh.
Couldn't
so
do it.
So the deal fell through.
The deal fell through.
Okay.
Since then, I've gotten a company that's willing to loan me the money to repair the home. And that's pretty much where I am. I thought if I can't get them to go ahead on and give me the money to repair it, I have to repair it myself. So that's what I'm trying to do now. I have a company that's willing to loan me money. And so I'm requesting a delay in the appointment. I mean, the monies that are being requested, the $300, I think you said it was, I'm requesting 60 days, but, you know, whatever period of time I can get to get it
well,
done.
You've been given 2 months.
Yes.
Already.
2 months.
And
yes,
you
exactly.
were notified in February. You were first notified in February. Have you done anything?
I haven't done anything because it was up for sale. So I haven't done anything. Just as you were saying earlier about being up for sale,
yeah.
Same thing. And I wasn't willing to put any more money into it. But now that everything seems to be leaning back to me, I said, well, I got to go ahead on and repair it. Because the windows are broken. The paint needs to be done. I mean, those things need to be
but
done.
But there are there people living in that house?
No. My son goes by and checks on it. But nobody's living there. Got a guy who put his car out front.
Well, why can't you get rid of it? Why have you done nothing?
Because I have been trying to sell it. And
but you've done...
Nothing.
Nothing.
No. No.
Okay.
I didn't think it was in my best interest to do anything when I had a for sale. After the for sale fell through, then I just fell back to myself and said, well, I'm going to have to do it. And I'm going to have to do it. So.
Whose car is that?
That guy, that car, it belongs to a guy who lives across the street. He has the authority to put it in the yard by my son. My son gave him authority. I had nothing to do with it. I told him, get it out the yard. He said, it's going to be sold this week. And that was last week. So, I mean, it's just sitting there. So I'm trying to get him to get the car out of the yard. And
so did you tell Mr. Stenson, have you been in regular contact with Mr. Stenson?
No.
No? Why? Did you tell Mr. Stenson when the deal fell through?
The deal fell through a couple of weeks ago.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. No, I haven't seen him.
And who's the name of
him.
The contractor?
Huh?
Who's the name of the person that you're going to get to fix all this?
Oh, I don't have a contractor yet. I'm trying to get the money. I have...
you're getting
a
loan.
I have the company that's going to authorize me the money. His name is Alex Williams.
Uh-huh.
But no, I haven't... Security. What I got to do is come up with the monies. When I come up with the monies, then I go ahead on and secure, because it's not that much work that needs to be done. It's just cosmetic stuff.
Okay.
And getting that car out of the yard.
Any comments from the board? All right. The city has recommended a $300 a day.
Yeah,
fine.
I'm requesting that uh-huh. be delayed for at least 2 months, if not a month. I need that kind of time just to get everything together. I can get this thing done in a couple of weeks once I have the money.
When did they promise to lend you the money?
What's that?
When is this money due from the lender?
He's telling me, I talked to him Friday. He said it should be, he should know something this week, no later than the first of next week.
In other words, you're dealing with a broker. He hasn't got the loan for you yet.
Well, he's piecing the loan around. So, you know, it could be this week or it could be next week. But he's certain that he will be able to get the money.
Okay.
And so I'm pretty confident that, you know, the money is going to be available now that I'm trying to get it. But I was kind of depending on other people to do it, and they can't do it. They won't do it.
Okay. I think that the chair will accept the motion to impose a fine of $300 per day against the respondent effective today, September 13, 2018, and continue until appliance achieved or reaches the maximum of $15,000. Is there such a motion? I'm in the middle of a motion here. That motion fails. Someone else like to make a motion?
Well, maybe we could have a fine at a more reasonable amount.
Go ahead.
Let's make it since it's what is the motion going to be? 30 until it's done, or all right? Let's make it $100 a day.
Second.
All right. We have a motion from Mr. Harrington and a second from Mrs. Himes to impose a fine of $100 per day against the respondent effective today, September 13th. And continue until compliance is achieved or reaches a maximum of $15,000. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Like, sign, opposed. Motion carries. Case number 2, CEB 0818-87. Donald Bernard at 29 South Grandview. Please come forward. Are you back again from, are you from Altamont?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Just state your name and address.
Don Bernard, 516 Little Wakiva Road, Altamont Springs, Florida, 32714. I do.
Okay, we're going to hear from our attorney and from Mr. Fitzgerald first. In a second.
Or two.
Four, two.
Madam Chair, members of the board, this is before you for imposition of a fine. The inspector is Mike Fitzgerald. Mr. Fitzgerald reports that many of the violations still exist. The respondent has done some work, but Mr. Fitzgerald believes it's he hasn't been diligent and it's not an inadequate amount of work. He's asking for a $200 per day fine to a maximum of $15,000. And I tender Mr. Fitzgerald.
Okay. Mr. Fitzgerald, what has been done on this list?
A lot of the outside storage has been removed and the fence has been taken down, so he's cleaned it up. They have done some work on the backyard, and the things that are still needing to be done is over here on the second floor, there's a landing, and that should be a stairs. That would need a permit.
Not on here.
They've done some work on the putting new blocks in. They didn't get a permit for. Those are the new blocks. Did you add blocks there?
No.
Okay, well.
They were painted.
Oh, you took off the paint.
We pressure washed some of the paint. We
that kind of work was done 15, 10.
All right, wait a minute. Go ahead.
Okay, so there's still some permits to be pulled and finish the job up. I'd like to see what he's looking for in time.
Let me ask you one more question. Has the respondent been in touch with you all along?
No.
Okay. All right. Now, Mr. Bernard, what would you like to tell us?
Well, okay. I got the code violations, and we fixed a number of the things.
What did you fix?
We fixed all the windows. There was 12 broken windows in the house. We fixed them all. I have the receipt here from the glass company who came and did it. We cleaned up a lot of the yard debris, a lot of the garbage. I have a problem with homeless people there. And I had a trailer there. We took two big loads of debris to the dump. We cleaned up. You know, the fences were in really bad shape, so we're not really sure what we're going to do as far as replacement. But we'd like to build a concrete block fence, but that requires an architect and all kinds of stuff. So we took them down. We
so took the fencing's
bad,
gone?
The bad fences, took it to the dump. As far as the stairs to that landing, that's the first I've ever heard about that.
Well, and it,
having a permit, we've had that house since 2004. And
is this a vacant house?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
You bought this as an investment in 2004, and it's in this condition?
The house was built in 1908, and when my wife saw it, she fell in love with it, and we had to have it. She had to have it, and we bought it. And it was in really bad shape. And we're in the process of restoring it and probably going to hopefully retire there. And we did a lot of work since August 9th on that property. I had three guys up there, and I don't know if you know, getting somebody else to come work on stuff is they'll tell you they're going to be there, and they don't ever show up. And I've had three different fence guys come and just not, they don't even want the job.
Okay.
So we've made a quite an attempt at cleaning up. I don't want it to look the way you don't like it or whatever. So, but all I need to know, and I called Mike three times and told him what we were doing. All I need to do is, if you tell me what I need to do, I'll do it. You know, we don't want it like that.
Okay.
Ms.
So,
hold on.
You know, I'll do what I'm supposed to do to it. We have just, you know. And from our side, it is really old, and it's sitting in sand, and it moves over the years, and that's our main construction problem now is to get it level. So,
What pictures are we looking at? Pictures from the, I'm sorry to interrupt. Are these pictures from today, yesterday,
a month or so ago? All those fence pieces are gone.
What?
All those rotten fence pieces are gone.
Okay.
All those weeds are gone. That porch has been painted. The windows have been fixed.
Mr. Fitzgerald, the windows have been fixed. These are old pictures.
This is 5/31/2018. 5/5/2018. See how the fence has been removed?
Uh-huh.
And
uh-huh.
The windows have been repaired?
Mm-hmm.
And
I'm looking at that window. It doesn't look repaired.
Which
with
one?
The sides. The one looked like, is that paper or something in it?
I think that's just
that
a shadow.
Air conditioning?
Yeah.
There's no broken glass in that house.
Oh, right.
They all have windows.
Okay.
You know.
All right. So it looks like you're making some progress. As far as if there's more that needs to be done, like a stairway, the stairway is not really on here. We're looking at outside storage and trash and debris.
It's all gone.
Okay, I'm just...
Sorry.
We're looking at broken windows fixed.
Repaired.
Peeling and fading paint. Not fixed yet.
Right.
It's
not what?
Peeling and fading. It's not painted.
Yeah.
Is it? Is it painted, Mr. Fitzgerald?
The whole bottom part is
painted. Let him answer.
The entire bottom part where he pressure washed and cleaned it, it needs to be repaired and then painted.
Okay, so we need to do that. Damaged exterior walls. Is that part of that same picture there?
On the back side.
Oh. Wait a minute. Just wait. Okay.
Okay, so it's the back side. So let me get to that photo. That wall's been fixed but not painted. The rest
okay.
of it.
Okay.
Mr. Fitzgerald.
The concrete wall?
Yes.
Mr. Fitzgerald, about how long would it take to get this in compliance as to what's listed here?
30 days.
30 days.
And, Mr. Fitzgerald, did you say there would be permits needed? To fix what
is here? I believe so.
These
walls here that are broken, that are part of the bottom, that would need repaired with a permit.
The walls, the wood?
See the concrete?
That's
yeah,
the concrete.
Block.
Okay. Well, go ahead.
Mr. Bernard, you could get with Mr. Fitzgerald on the permits, because you are going to need a permit to complete that.
I think that, I mean, you have done some of the work that was asked of you to do. If there's more to do, you probably need to find that out from Mr. Fitzgerald before he will say you're in compliance. I'm willing to give you a little more time. I don't know how the rest of the board feels.
I'd give him another 30 days.
I'm asking how you feel.
Because he's going to have to get the permits anyway.
Yeah. But you need to stay in touch with Mr. Fitzgerald. You can't just, you know,
right.
ignore the city.
No, is he going to need a contractor to do that, Mike? Any of those repairs? Mr. Fitzgerald, yoo-hoo.
Yes, sir. The fence that's on the property is on the north side of the property, and it's 90% gone, which means it would need a permit
to rebuild
the fence.
And the walls?
And the walls.
Will he need a contractor for that, a licensed contractor, or can he do it himself?
Those walls aren't low there.
Okay. Well, the permits and licensing would have to decide that. We don't decide, but we're asking for them to look at it and make sure that it doesn't need a permit.
Okay.
I mean, it's concrete blocks.
Okay. All right. Well, the chair will entertain a motion to amend the previous order of noncompliance and allow the respondent until the next cutoff date, which is 10/3/2018, to come into compliance or be returned to a subsequent meeting for reconsideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day until compliance is achieved. Is there such a motion?
Does that give you enough time to do what you're
asking? I believe so, yes.
With getting the permits and the work.
Right. I mean, I don't know what if I have to get a contractor, you know, they can be, but I'll work on that. I'll go down there right now.
Good.
You know? So.
Is there a motion?
I will make a motion for 60 days so we don't have to keep hearing it over and over.
Some of
the motion is now 60 days?
Well, we didn't vote on the other motion.
Okay.
Well, actually, there was no motion.
Okay.
All right, there's a motion on the floor now for the respondent to come into compliance by 10/31/2018 or be returned to the board for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day. I need a second now.
Second.
All right. Motion, Mrs. Himes, second. Mr. Harrington, the only thing I'm going to say about that is that you've owned the house since 2004. So that kind of plays into my decision.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right, we have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
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 Like sign opposed. I'm going to vote against. I vote against it. Motion carries.
Motion carries 3-1.
3-1. Okay. We'll see you in October.
In November,
yes.
We're just going to recommend it to him as well about trespass arrest. He said he had a problem with trespassers, and also I think he's trying to handling it on his own as well.
Yeah, that's why I said he needs to keep in touch with Mr. Fitzgerald and Officer Jesmer. Yeah, okay. Case number 3, CEB 081888, Anders Migdolek. Respondent present? No, he wasn't here last time. Where does Mr. Migdolek live? Does anyone know? Go ahead, Mr. Jackson.
Madam Chair, members of the board, this is before you for imposition of a fine. The inspector is Mike Fitzgerald. Mr. Fitzgerald reports that he's been in contact with the respondent. He is making progress, and that he is. And Mr. Fitzgerald is recommending that we amend to the next cutoff, with the expectation that it would be completed. I would tender Ms. Fitzgerald.
Okay. So you have what?
Madeira Beach.
Okay.
Well, if he lives there.
Yeah, that's where he lives. Okay, there's no one in the house?
I don't know.
Okay.
The house had a problem with the roof. He pulled
right?
a permit. The roof has been...
Okay.
Torn off, put
cool.
and they've also done inspections. It's just not complete.
Okay. So next month?
My expectations it'll be complete by then.
Okay. Any questions from the board? The chair will entertain a motion to amend the previous order of noncompliance and allow respondent until 10/3/2018 to come into compliance or be returned to a subsequent meeting for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day. Is there such a motion? Mrs. Hines made a motion. Is there a second? Second, Mr. Jones. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Like, sign, opposed. Motion carries. Case number 4, CB08-18-90, Robbie L. and Robert Dillman. All right, they're not here. All right.
Madam Chair, members of the board, this is before you for imposition of a fine. The inspector is Mike Fitzgerald. Mr. Fitzgerald reports that he's spoken with the respondent. The respondent is doing the work. He's not complete. He's asking, Mr. Fitzgerald is asking that we amend to the next cutoff so that he can complete the repairs. And I tender Mr. Fitzgerald if you have any further factual questions.
Mr. Fitzgerald, is the work being done on both buildings? Wasn't that... It was part of the issue, right?
This is the way the back building looked before?
Yes.
And there, he's painted the entire back building at this point.
So he's painted it, but we don't have roofing. The roof.
They're working. He's got to pull permits for the roof and get that.
He has or he did?
He hasn't yet, but he's been.
Okay. He has been working.
About 95% painted. So I think the only thing left is that front wall.
Okay, so the paint is almost finished. We're just dealing with the roof.
Yep.
Has he applied for a permit?
He's been looking for roofers. It's not easy.
I understand that. Any comments from the board?
This goes another one of those mysterious cases that goes back to February.
Right.
This is the gentleman who had open heart surgery.
Right.
Came in and
right.
he was in the hospital and sent me the documentation.
Okay. All right. The chair will entertain a motion to amend the previous order of noncompliance and allow respondent until October 3rd, 2018 to commit to compliance and be returned to a subsequent meeting for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day. Is there such a motion?
So
motion, Mrs. Hines. Is there a second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Harrington. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Like, sign, opposed. Motion carries. Case number 5, CEB 0518-53. James Lambert at 215 Oak Ridge. Good morning.
I'm state your name, James.
Yes.
O. Lambert. I live at 719 North Wild Olive Avenue, Daytona Beach.
Okay.
Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony
I swear. Okay.
All right, Mr. Klieg and Mr. Jackson.
Madam Chair, members of the board, this is before you for imposition of a fine. The inspector is Tom Klieg. Mr. Klieg reports that the respondent is working on getting everything done, as you can see from the photos regarding the stairs and deck. The permit is not finalized yet, so we're asking...
The permit's not what?
Finaled.
Okay.
So we're asking to amend to the next cutoff.
Okay.
For him to come into compliance. And I turn to Mr. Klieg if you have any further factual questions.
I thought that, they needed to be the last time. They needed to be finalized. What, Mr. Klieg, what's the problem? Why is it taking
so long?
They're
doing more extensive, more work that the building department wanted to do on the railings itself. So
okay.
The roofing, I mean, the... So.
I have pictures.
Wait a minute. Come, if you can move up there, that'd be great.
I have pictures, too, of the redevelopment plan.
No, that's...
No.
No, we don't need that. Okay.
But the deck itself in the back is basically all there. Everything was perfect, only a little difference of about 2 inches to put into the railing, and then a piece on the top. I was amazed. Basically, it is compliant, just those two little blemishes, I think. The rest all went to the front part, to discussions on the stairwell, and there it's all been decided. I have the blueprints here where he completed them.
So
on the 26th, I think 16th February.
So tell me what we're waiting on here now.
Madam Chair, the inspector is informing me that what the respondent is saying is correct, and they expect probably within a week or two that the inspection will take place, the finaling of the...
Okay.
Well, the contractor said Nat has called and told me that he had received no call back from when they should start.
Okay.
Because it says right in that letter that we were referring to get the blueprint, which should take about a month and a half.
Right.
Which came out in the middle of July, is assumed.
Right.
And then giving that to the building department. And what he was waiting for is a call from them. This is now about 3 weeks ago. And he never got one. So 2 days ago, he called me and said he's going to start on the 19th and finish on the 20th.
Okay.
It's the 19th and 20th of this month.
All right.
Okay, so next cutoff.
All right, next cutoff. The chair will entertain a motion to amend the previous order of compliance. The respondent committed to compliance by 10-3-2018 or be returned to a subsequent meeting for consideration of fine up to $1,000 a day. Motion by Mrs. Himes. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Jones. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Like, sign, opposed. The motion carries. Okay.
Thank you.
Seems like it's taken a long time. All right. Case number 8 is in compliance.
Number 6, Madam Chair.
Oh, I'm sorry. Case number 6. Case number 7, CEB 08-18-74, Pelicano Crusher. There we go.
Maria Cintron, 1169 Indian Lake Road, Daytona Beach, 32124. I do.
Okay, what is your relationship? Do you own the company?
No, I work for them.
You work as what? You have their permission to speak for them?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right, we'll wait for Mr. Jackson and Mr. Reckonzone, and I'll give you a chance to speak.
I'm sorry, Madam Chair.
That's okay.
I apologize.
What can you tell us what's going on in this case?
This is before you for imposition of a fine. The inspector is Cliff Reckonzone. Mr. Reckonzone reports that this case, as you may recall, is the concrete situation, and there were some issues in planning with permitting, and that's still those issues are still being worked through, so it's not in compliance. We're asking to amend to the next cutoff for them to come into compliance.
So have they applied for the business, for the license?
I have to tender Mr. Reckenthal.
Okay.
They can't apply for the license until the planning project is completed. So once they've completed the planning project that they have with the city, then they can apply for the business license.
When was the planning process submitted?
There's been multiple projects on the property. It's a long process of meetings, monthly meetings.
Is it traditional that you are allowed to start your business up without a...
There's no business at this time. Once I came out there and decided them for not having the BT, all work had stopped.
Wow. Okay.
And they haven't been doing anything.
So we have no real problem then.
Right.
Okay.
We're just standing by.
So they're working on all these things, and you said they're coming in monthly or whatever to... Okay.
Yes.
Well, what would you like to tell us?
I would like an extension maybe for the meeting so I don't have to come every month.
What is there left to do now?
We had a TRT meeting September 4th. We went all the comments. I believe the only thing that we have now is a well permit
waiting for the city
to respond to be sure that it's okay. If they respond today, we can submit the revised site plan tomorrow. If not, next week.
Okay.
So until that's done.
Okay.
I'm not sure if I need to come every month. Or if we could do progress reports.
Yeah, I don't think we've been clear that there was so much that needed to be done, or so much permitting that needed to happen.
But as long as you're not conducting business, it's fine with me.
You're not conducting business, so I mean, for you to come. How many times have you? Is this your second time here?
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Reckenthal, how long do you think it will take before they get all of this permitting done? And is it just the one well permit that's left?
It looks like with everything that the city's requiring and requesting that it's going to be around December by the time that she gets the construction is done.
Okay.
So she's asking for a 2-month update to come back in November.
Okay.
And Mr. Reckenthal, if I understood from our conversation, then your anticipation is that should be able to be in compliance prior to the December meeting.
I believe so, yes.
Okay.
All right. So the chair will entertain a motion to amend the previous order of noncompliance and allow respondent until 12:05, or is it 10:31 that we're asking for?
12:05.
Right.
That's from the report.
If I understand you right, Madam Chair, I guess the question is, do we want to amend the compliance date to December?
Yes.
Okay, the inspector seems to be nodding yes to that.
Okay.
But he also believes that we should do a progress report in November just to know that we're actually there.
Okay, can we accept that from the inspector? Or does she have to?
I'm sorry?
We can accept the report from the inspector. She doesn't have to be here.
Inspector's nodding to that, yes, he would be satisfied with
that. So we're going to establish a compliance date and also ask for a progress date on 10/31/18.
By Mr. Reckenthal.
At the November meeting, we're going to have a progress report.
Yes.
By Mr. Reckenthal.
Right.
We're going to have a compliance date.
Okay. So the motion that the chair will accept is to have a progress report at the 11/8/18 meeting and to come into compliance by the 5th of December 2018. Is there such a motion?
So moved.
Motion.
But now Mr. Reckenthal is going to give that report.
Why is he giving the report?
Because so she doesn't have to come in because
he's going to give it to him. He's going to make the report.
Wait, if...
Yeah, so the motion should...
We want a progress report.
That's right. We want a progress report. We just want a progress report.
And if I could just, for clarification, I'm sorry, Madam Chair, if I may. I'm sorry. So the clarification is that you want a progress report.
Correct.
She can bring a progress report, or she can report it to
right.
Mr.
Correct.
Lipizzani. He can bring
right.
it. You just
That's
need
fine.
A progress report
That's
in November.
Fine. Okay.
December.
And we set a compliance date. So we're asking for a progress report on 11/8/18 and to come into compliance by 12/5/2018. Is there such a motion? Did we have that motion?
Yeah, I made the motion.
Did you make it?
Second.
Okay, Mr. Harrington made the motion. Mr. Himes, the second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Like, sign, opposed. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Okay. Case number 8CEB0818-7. We did that one. Okay. Case number 9CEB0818-79. Mohammed Jamil Shaikh. At 525 Bellevue. Is it a respondent here?
Yes.
Okay. Good morning.
Mohammed Jamil Shaikh, 525 Bellevue Avenue.
Do you live at this address?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. We'll hear from Mr. Jackson and from Mr. Reckonzone.
Madam Chair, members of the board, this is before you for imposition of a fine. The inspector is Cliff Reckonzone. Mr. Reckonzone reports that the property remains in noncompliance. He's asking that a $100 per day fine be imposed to a maximum of $10,000. I turn to Mr. Reckonzone to answer any factual questions.
Okay. What needs to be done, Mr. Reckonzone?
There's still an excess of outside storage in the front yard, and there's also, he moved the disabled vehicle from the grass to the driveway. And there's still some work that needs to be done to the actual structure of the house.
Would that be what you have here? Windows,
skylight, door frames, insect screens?
Yes.
All of those things remain.
Yes.
Okay. Come forward and tell us why this hasn't happened.
I have done quite a bit.
What have you done?
I've taken care of some windows, screens. There are still some need to be done.
Did you tell Mr. Reckons on that?
Yes, Mr. He came.
Okay.
He came yesterday while I was still. I was getting to start to paint the outside. I'm going to paint it a different color, and I was mixing the paint. And then, when he came, I told him I was expecting a lot of friends to come and help me.
Mm-hmm.
When you need friends, that's when you're expecting, and they don't show up, then you know the value of your friends. I'm living all by myself. I'm alone. I'm doing all the work by myself. And even a small task is like a Mount Everest task for me. You know, my age and my health is failing. Okay? I've done quite a bit. I need more time, and I told him that I need some more time. And what's yours, Mr. Ranzo? He agreed that I can, ask the commission for at least 60 more days, and he would not object to that. Mm-hmm. I've made quite a bit of progress. There is one vehicle I moved from that's not disabled. The vehicle I have right now, that's giving me problems, but the registration expires next month. So I'm going to transfer it to that vehicle and get rid of the one that I'm driving right now. So it's not a disabled vehicle. I just need a little bit more time, okay? I do one day's work, and it takes me 3 days just to recover. And as soon as Rakunzo left yesterday, I did something to my back, and I think I pulled a very big bad muscle, and that's going to put me out at least another week in bed. I'm just asking for some extra time to be considered, that I'm doing all this on my own, and it's a very bad task for me. I have no help.
Premises identification.
Excuse me?
The premises the permit, your the identification to the house?
I don't understand.
Your address.
Your address.
525 Bellevue Avenue.
Has that been put up?
Excuse me?
Has that been put up?
Yes. I live there, yes.
No, I know you live there. What I'm saying is the number.
Oh, yeah. 525, is that up there?
That, yeah, it's there. Yeah. It's a big, that's
there.
The front, yeah, it's big there. I already painted the front portion, but it's the same color as the existing, but it's not really a good color, so I'm painting it like brown, brownish color. So I was mixing that paint yesterday when, and I was trying
this
it out.
This is a two- or three-story building?
This is a two-story.
Two-story.
1947 house.
Mr. Rickenton,
what
about the
garden? And I also fell off my ladder 15 feet last 6 days ago. And, you know, and I'm lucky I landed on the grass, not on the concrete, otherwise I'd be dead. I mean, all this thing happened because I'm under a lot of pressure and no help. So having a time frame, you know, you're going to make mistakes and I'm going to make mistakes. And, and being under pressure, I become callous to. The last thing I want to do is injure myself even further. I just need, you know, not 30 days. Give me at least 60 days so I can, you know, do everything. And he says he's okay with 60 days.
Well, I have. I didn't hear them say that. I heard them say that their recommendation was fining you $100 a day.
Well, I request that you don't do that.
So if something's changed, I'd like to hear it from them.
Is the garbage shop, Mr. Rickens, on?
I'm sorry, I missed the question. We were
okay.
Consulting.
This gentleman, Mr. Sheikh, said that you would give him 60 more days, and I said that's not the recommendation I heard.
That's correct, Madam Chair. In fact, Mr. Reckonzon informs me, and I haven't been able to verify it or not, that he's been served for tax deed sale as well. And so, but... Even so, it's not relevant except for that may happen well before the 60-day time period. But we're not asking for any additional time. He's not anywhere close to compliance. So that's not a request of the city.
Okay.
I might lose my property next month, and I can't.
All right.
$4,800 by next month. All this pressure is just building up again, and I told him yesterday, I'm about to, you know, snap. I mean, I can't take the pressure anymore. I have to do this and that and this. You know, all I need is some breathing room here, you know.
Yeah, what's the board? Does the board have any comments?
All I need is just give me enough time so I can, you know, at least without
right,
risking my own health.
We've heard enough. We need to make a decision. We understand what you're asking
for. $100 a day.
We have a motion from Mrs. Hines to impose a fine of $100 per day against the respondent effective today, September 13, 2018, and continue until it reaches $10,000. Is there a second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Jones. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Like, sign, opposed. Motion carries. Okay. Yeah. That's the end of the case now,
okay.
Sir.
So what happened?
So we've decided to fine you because
even
you haven't made.
I have done so much on the property.
Talk to Mr. Reckonzo.
You talk to Mr. Reckonzo.
See what your options are.
Thank you. Case number 10, CEV 081883. Paul Taylor and Milton Jones. Are they available? They were here last month from Palm Beach. What's going on with this case, Mr. Jackson? Exterior roofs and drainage. Okay.
Changing anything? Okay. Madam Chair, members of the board, this is before you for imposition of a fine. The inspector is, excuse me, the inspector is Cliff Reckonzon. Mr. Reckonzon reports that the property remains in noncompliance. He does acknowledge that there was a permit approved August 9th, and it was picked up on August 31st. But as of today, there's no work that's been started, Mr. Reckinzon is requesting this case. The respondent was first notified 5/16 of 2018. Mr. Reckinzon is recommending a $100 day fine to a maximum of $10,000. Now,
Jack,
to Mr.
Reckinzon. What was the permit for?
A roof?
For these
roof? That would have been a roof permit?
Yes.
Yes.
And you don't know if anybody down there told this person here?
He picked it up on 8/31. I'm sorry?
Did anybody tell him that he had 6 months to get this done?
That's usually on the face of the permit. But
we don't have to follow the 6 months, but I just, maybe the guy was confused.
We've kind of addressed that both with the divisions in the past. We've talked about that to make sure, hopefully, that's something
that's on the permit.
Yeah.
Permit.
Okay,
yeah. Mr. Reckinzon, has there been contact?
No, he has not contacted me. The only contact I've had with him was here.
Okay. All right. Any comments from the board? The chair will entertain a motion to impose a fine of $100 per day against the respondent effective today, September 13th, 2018, and continue until compliance is achieved or reaches the maximum of $10,000. Is there such a motion?
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Harrington, second, Mr. Jones. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Like sign opposed. Case number 11, CEB0818-85IMAS Financial. Anybody here for that? No, they weren't here last time either.
Madam Chair, members of the board, this is before you for imposition of a fine. The inspector is Cliff Reckinzon. Mr. Reckinzon reports that the permit was picked up. The respondent appears to be moving forward. He's asking that you give men to the next cutoff so that the repairs can be completed. I turn to Mr. Reckinzon for any factual questions.
Okay. So they got a roof permit?
They did get a roof permit. They applied for the permit, and the permit was approved, and they started work before the permit was actually issued. So I had to place a stop work order to make them go down and pick up the permit.
Uh-huh.
They've since then have gone down, picked up the permit.
Okay.
And as of yesterday, they were started work again.
So you revoke the stop work order?
Yes.
Okay.
When did they apply for the permit?
They applied for the permit 2 weeks ago.
Oh, they got cited 5/29, and they got the permit 2 weeks ago.
Well, they were first notified in May.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I would think that
well,
perhaps
they're working on it, and they're going to be into compliance, so we're just asking to amend it to the next cutoff?
Correct.
Would you like to make that would be the motion that I would make if you'd like to make something else, Mr. Harrington? All right. Chair will entertain a motion to amend the previous order of noncompliance and allow a respondent until October 3rd, 2018 to come into compliance and return to a subsequent meeting for consideration of a fine. If that would be up to $1,000 per day. Such a motion?
So moved.
Motion, Mrs. Himes. Is there a second?
Second,
Mr. Jones. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
No.
Aye. Okay. 3-1. Motion carries. Okay. Case number 12 is in compliance. Case number 13, CEB0818-91, Michael Malik. No, wasn't here last time either. Okay.
Madam Chair, members of the board, this is before you for imposition of a fine. The inspector is Cliff Reckinzon. Mr. Reckinzon reports that the property remains in noncompliance. He's asking for a $100 per day fine to a maximum of $10,000. I tender Mr. Reckinzon for any factual questions.
Okay. Have we heard from this person?
No.
Okay, no contact. No show, no contact. Does he live there?
Yes.
Do we know? Okay.
Yes, they own the house.
Okay.
And they live there.
Okay. All right. Any questions from the board or comments? Chair will entertain a motion to impose a fine of $100 per day against the respondent effective today, September 13, 2018, and continue until compliance is achieved or reaches a maximum of $10,000. Is such a motion?
So
motion, okay. Mrs. Heim. Second, Mr. Harrington. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Like, sign, opposed. Motion carries. All right, move on to our new cases. Case number 14, CEB0918-93, Marquis Williams, Cadillac Drive. This is a repeat violation. Is he present?
Madam Chair, members of the board, this is before you for a determination of compliance or non-compliance. And actually, I say that, but it actually is an imposition of a fine case because this is a repeat violation. The inspector is Cliff Reckonzone. The respondent was previously found in non-compliance for parking a semi in a residential area. He has since violated, he has since had the same violation within the 5-year time period. The inspector has identified and given notification to the respondent for seven times, a total of 22 times.
Yeah.
Seven times the inspector is asking that he be fined per occurrence, seven times at $250 per day, which I believe was...
What is the 22 times?
The total number of times that the inspector has identified him.
But we're only asking for a fine for seven?
No, I'm going to give you the rest. He's asking for two separate amounts,
okay.
Madam Chair.
Okay.
For seven of those times, and I believe it's the split is when he gave him the notification to cease this continued violation. So seven times was at $250. And then after having made actual contact with the respondent, another 15 times he violated, and he's asking for a $500 fine for those additional 15 times, which at the request of the inspector, the seven times would be for $1,750, the 15 times would be for $7,500, for a total of $9,250. That is the request.
Well, okay. Thank you.
And I tendered an inspector.
Okay.
$9,250.
Okay. And that's for that big truck? Yeah.
There's actually two trucks on the property.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Both trucks are on the same property. Every one of these pictures is a different inspection on a different day. It shows the compliance date on
So we haven't had compliance.
There was compliance on January 22nd after the hearing that you had.
That was a previous case.
There was a previous case in December and January.
And it happened again.
And it happened again. The property came into compliance on January 22nd after the previous case. There was a fine run on the property in January.
There was a fine run on the previous case.
Correct.
Okay.
Well, what do we do when, because we had the same case in 15 and 16?
Yes. And once I, the first were before they signed for the green card to come back to the hearing again for today, and then all the were after they signed the green card for today's hearing.
Are you getting complaints from the neighbors? Is that what generates
this? Yes, this has been complaints to the neighbors and also for law enforcement. This has been an ongoing issue for the city for years.
Yeah, I think
you have the ability to go, if you wanted to, you can go up to $500 a day. You can go back. The Sebels will be $2,000. Tony?
You can go up to $5,000 per occurrence.
Yeah, you can.
Right.
Yes. So, and what I have, Madam Chair, members of the board, is an order of imposing filing was entered on January 17, 2018. An affidavit of compliance was entered on September 5th, 2018. And Mr. Reckonzone will.
Was there a.
So,
let me see one more thing here. What is this one? Is that correct?
Yes.
Was it?
So this was from September 27th. Was that incorrect?
No, that was when he signed the affidavit.
Okay, what's the. Oh, okay. He just signed the affidavit that date. It was January 23rd that he was in compliance. I apologize.
Was there a fine on that compliance and did he pay it?
It would have been a fine that would have gone from the period of January 17th to January 23rd.
But we didn't find.
No, the fine would have been imposed based upon this.
Okay, did he pay it?
No, that fine is still open.
That's an open fine.
If I'm correct, he never paid the older fines either. He would come up, but he never paid them.
Correct.
So we have an unpaid fine, and we have 22 violations since he paid the fine.
Correct.
Well, the unpaid.
I'm just throwing
yeah.
that in as part
okay.
of
okay. So,
is that property?
I don't know.
What do we have?
Is this a homesteaded property?
I believe it is. He came once before.
Well, I.
Okay. So, isn't there a maximum?
You can do $5,000 per day, per car, excuse me. Mm-hmm. And 22, I think he said? Yes. Mm-hmm. So, quite a bit.
Well, you have
Madam Chair, I guess the question is, if have we been finding this as a per-day fine, would we have a maximum as pursuant to our
right.
code?
Correct. That's what I'm asking.
Or yes,
yes.
Pursuant to our ordinance.
Yes, this is
and
different.
The answer would be yes. It would be a maximum of $10,000 would be what would accrue on
okay.
a
okay.
owner-occupied residence.
Right. Right. So $9,500 would be under the max.
He's asking for less than that.
$9,250, I believe.
$9,250, right.
Okay, we're going to need
but
your phone.
This is a recurring. It's been
correct.
Going on.
Can you?
Yes.
Yeah, we'll need his formula to put it in the motion.
I don't know. Can't we just say that? I mean, do we need the formula to put it in a motion?
Accept the recommendation.
So we're just going to accept the recommendation of staff and impose a fine of $9,250 total for the dates of noncompliance.
You're going to give that us in writing. We can't just accept the recommendation. You're going
to
give us your formula in writing.
Well, he doesn't have to give it to us. He has to give it to the...
Mr. Arrington, if I may, that was stated on the record, and so
okay.
as far as
our
ability to go back and see how we got to the $9,250 will be part
okay.
of our record.
Let the minutes please reflect that.
I'm sorry?
Let the minutes reflect how you got there.
Yes, which I'll state again, will be 7 violations for $250
right.
per violation per occurrence, and then 15 violations at $500 per occurrence.
Okay.
Okay, if there's such a motion.
I'll make
so
the motion. Move.
Second.
Okay.
Mrs. Hines
made the motion. Mr. Jones, the second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Like, sign, opposed. Motion carries. Case number 15. No. Well, that happens a lot. 91896, OPC Investments. Respondent present. Okay. We're just here for compliance or non-compliance.
Okay. Madam Chair, members of the board, this is before you for determination of compliance or non-compliance. Inspectors Cliff Reckonzone, Mr. Reckonzone reports that the property is in non-compliance and asking for you make that finding and to allow till next cutoff for the property to come into compliance. He would, just for the information of the board, there was an inspection done on 9/7 where the respondent had not passed, and so hopefully they'll be able to take care of the remaining items and have them in compliance by next cutoff.
Are there people living in there?
I would have to.
Mr. Reckenzon?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Chair will entertain a motion to find respondent non-compliance and or respondent come into compliance by the next cutoff date, 10-3-2018, or be returned to the board for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day. Is there such a motion?
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Harrington. Second, Mr. Jones. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Like, sign, opposed. Motion carries. Moving on to the next case, CEB 0918107, Stephen Mandarano. Present? Nope.
Madam Chair, members of the board, the inspector in this case is Cliff Reckenzone. This is before you for determination of compliance or noncompliance. Mr. Reckenzone reports that he heard from the respondent regarding this violation of a trail in the driveway. He's satisfied that the respondent is now in compliance, but he would make that's a no. Okay, so that's a little different than my earlier conversation. What we will report as of today is that the respondent says that he'll be in compliance by the end of the week. So we're going to ask that we amend, that we make a finding of compliance or non-compliance and give him until next cutoff to come into compliance.
So we find him in non-compliance, but be in compliance by the next date.
Yes, by the next cutoff.
Just for the next cutoff. You're not
well, this is for a finding of the compliance, non-compliance, so we would need to find
it. No compliance yet.
Right, no compliance yet.
Yeah.
So our regular...
Yeah.
Okay. Chair will entertain a motion to find respondent non-compliance and our respondent to come into compliance by the next cutoff date, 10-3-2018, or be returned to the board for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 a day. Such a motion?
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Harrington, second. Mrs. Himes, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Like, sign, opposed. Motion carries. Case 17 is in compliance. Case 18, CEB 0918-95. Paul Zawitski. He's here.
Can we take a break, Teddy?
We're going to have to take a break, Mr. Jones. We're going to take a 5-minute
break.
We can't make any decisions because we wouldn't have a quorum, so we have to take a 5-minute break right now. Thank you.
No, but lots of people don't pay fines.
Yeah.
When they sell the house, they have to pay the fine.
Yeah,
yeah.
Or they die.
The truck.
When they sell the house, or they die.
But we never put a lien or anything on it.
Oh, there's no lien on it. Ah. So do will fines get should get lien, right? But I'm saying, if you show up, then you're going to show up with $1,000. What case are you here for, sir? What case are you here for?
Okay.
That's you?
That's Fitz.
306
Fifth Avenue.
Well, that's not 306.
Well, then...
Let me see.
I didn't.
Oh, okay. I'm looking for it. Johnston Protect. No, I'm right here. Your case 23. Okay. I know, really. All right, so we have case 23. What case, sir? What's your address?
It's 8
Oh, you're next, right? You're up. Okay, gentlemen, you're 22. Also 22. Okay, sir. What? University. Case 24. So what we'll do, is there anyone else here that needs to be heard? How about this gentleman over here? I'm sorry, I don't even see him. Could you find out what case he is and we'll hear him? I'm sorry. I didn't even see him over here. All right, I'm going to let that gentleman go next, case 27. After we do finish with Mr. Okay. Yeah, we're going to hear you right now. Okay, meeting will reconvene. I'm sorry, I didn't see the gentleman over there. We'll take his... Well, I'm going to finish you because we started your case. So we're going to do Mr. Zavitsky, and then we're going to do case number 27, the gentleman in the corner over there. And I'm... Oh, so you're okay, but you're number 27. Okay, all right. Go ahead, state your name and address for the
Paul
record,
Paul Zavitsky, 840 North Halifax Avenue, Daytona Beach. I do.
Do you live there?
Yes.
Okay.
Madam Chair, members of the board, this is before you for determination of compliance or noncompliance. The inspector is Mark Jones. Mr. Jones reports that the property right now remains in noncompliance. This is for a rental license. The respondent has had numerous failed inspections, and so Mr. Jones believes so that the respondent would be in compliance by next cutoff. So we're asking for a finding of noncompliance and next cutoff to come into compliance.
Okay.
I turn to Mr. Jones.
This is a multi-family home.
Must be.
Mark Jones, code enforcement. There's four units, and the property owner lives in one of the units,
okay.
So there's three rental units.
Okay. Okay. Well, pretty straightforward. We're giving you another month, sir. If you want to say something, you can.
Yes, I'm refurbishing the inside of these apartments, as you can see.
Uh-huh.
Trying to upgrade them and get the tenants up a better apartment. So they're in a state of disrepair, and that's most of these non-conforming
okay.
things.
They're not rented. Are they rented out?
One was, and that one's in compliance now. Everything's been done on it, but it's vacant. It was rented at the time it was inspected.
So there's nobody living there but
nobody
you right now.
Nobody living but me. The problem was I got burglarized this year, and I lost all my tools, all my work stuff, my saws and table saws and all that. So I had to replace all that. It set me back a bit. And then the lady that was in the apartment was very sick. She since has passed away, and I couldn't evict her during that time. So I'm just getting it ready to rent now.
Okay. So you need your license.
No, 30. I can get most of it done in 30 days, but there's one unit that's going to take me at least 2 months. I'm sorry to say.
2 months?
The one that's really, really scraped down in the sheetrock and then the paint, it's going to take me at least 2 months.
Okay.
So I can be here next month, give you an update, and then be finished in 2 months.
We'll see what Mr. Jones is willing to.
Mark, question. Do you need a rental license for each unit or all
of
them?
I have one for each unit.
Each one? Okay, that answers my question.
Are you willing to? Do you believe that it will take him more time? Are you willing to give him that? Is the city willing to give him more time or just the month?
I have no problem giving him a couple months, but I'd like to make sure that they're not occupied.
Okay, so let's bring him back. All right, so we'll just bring him back to the next cutoff. You come back and tell us what's done, what's not done.
And just clarification, I believe Mr. Jones, even though he says he has separate rental licenses, are you saying is he able to rent before everything's done?
There is a rental license for the property that includes the three units.
Right.
It is my understanding there is not three separate licenses. We only issue a license per property.
Right. Okay.
And so with this clarification that he's not permitted to rent until everything's done.
Can we just make part of the motion to keep it vacant?
Yes.
Make part of the motion to remain vacant until...
Until we have because we do not have a current rental license in place at this time.
So do we even need to say that? All right. This is pretty straightforward.
Yeah.
Chair will entertain a motion to find respondent in noncompliance and order the respondent to come into compliance by the
next
by what?
10/31.
Yeah, 10/31.
So moved.
I thought he asked for another month.
I did. That would be 10/30. That would be another month. 10/31. It's the for the November meeting.
2 months. That's what I've heard.
Well, it is. The next cutoff date would be 10/3. The one after that is 10/31.
I don't think I can get all three done in a month. I can get most of them done.
Right.
Go ahead.
We're giving you an extra month to 10/31/2018. That's the cutoff date for the November meeting.
Can I ask if I can rent the unit that's coming to compliance?
You can ask them. You can't ask me.
I see. Okay.
Okay.
You got 48 days.
I told you.
What?
I thought someone said we're just going to put in no rental until it was completed.
But that's implied, isn't it?
Yeah, it's part of the law.
It's part of the law?
Okay. Yes, you have to have a current rental license, and to have a current rental license, you have to pass not only pay the fees, but pass the rental inspection.
Okay.
I do pay a separate fee for each apartment.
That's between you and the staff. As far as the code violation is concerned, you've got to 48 days.
Right. Okay, here's the motion. The chair will entertain a motion to find respondent noncompliance and respondent come into compliance by 10/31/2018 or be returned to the board for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day. Is there such a motion?
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Harrington.
Second,
Mr. Jones. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Like, sign, opposed. Motion carries. Okay. Now let's go to 18. 19's in compliance. Let's go to 21. Case number 21. No, we're going to skip because I don't think Janine Brown is here, right? I want to try and get. So I'm saying 21. CEB Soren and Irene Mork. Is that how you say it? Yeah, they're not here. I asked for them all while you were gone. Okay.
My name is Mickey Peterson, 6 Birchwood Trail, Ormond Beach. I'm here on behalf of my parents, Sean and Irene Mork. And that's my dad over there.
Okay.
But because of language and keep it more fluently than I...
That's fine.
I choose to speak.
Okay,
on his
dilapidated
behalf.
Roof. You're here for dilapidated roof.
Yes.
Okay. So we'll hear from Mr. Jackson and Mr. Fitzgerald first. It's pretty straightforward.
Actually, what we need to find. Okay.
Okay.
Madam Chair, members of the board, this is before you for determination of compliance or non-compliance. The inspector is Mike Fitzgerald. Mr. Fitzgerald reports, at least from his perspective, that this responder can be in compliance by December, and so he's asking for the December cutoff date. But we would like to hear what his plans are. So, but we at this time he is in non-compliance, and we would ask for finding a non-compliance and compliance by December.
Okay. Would you like to tell us what's going on? I see you have plans in your hand. And
well, I do, because the non-compliance is for the roof and some rotting wood. This home was just purchased by my parents in March. We inquired by the city prior to that if there was any violations. Obviously, when they purchased it, it was with the intent of renovating this house as their home. At that time, we were informed there was no violations, there was nothing.
Who
that was
informed you of that?
The city. I called the city.
The city told you there were no violations?
That was in March.
So, that didn't happen just...
No, it did not. It did not. And we just double-checked. Like I said, the house was purchased with the intent of course, repairing all of this. But just to know that we were, like, not under the gun or some kind of code violation, the realtor was asked, the previous owner was asked, the city was asked. Never mind. We then come and, of course, receive the notice of violation, but it's not an issue.
Did you see the house before you purchased
it? Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And of course, all these things are fixed. It's worked on now. There's a permit on the job.
Okay.
There's actually
okay.
an inspection today.
Okay, so here's what...
And furthermore, I'd like to explain... It is because it's turned into it's a project of also adding a porch and a covered lanai, some other trusses that have to. There's engineering drafted plans. Everything is on it.
Okay.
So the only thing we're really asking is just follow regular building permit procedures.
Okay. The only thing that was cited was the dilapidated roof and the rotting wood.
Yes, ma'am.
And we're giving you. The inspector will give you until the December cutoff date to do that. And you say you have a permit already?
Yeah.
For that work? So that's what we're going to probably rule on right now. And the rest of it will, if there's more to it, then something else will have to be brought back to us. But right now, this is what we're dealing with. That's all.
Bearing the truss manufacturer and other various components,
well,
I don't see an issue with that.
Okay, good. Mr. Jackson.
Yeah, Madam Chair, just so that the respondent or anyone else in the audience not be confused, I want to make sure it's clear and understood. The there wasn't a cool case that was initiated, but nothing that had come before the board.
Okay.
So there's nothing that we would be giving an estoppel letter for.
Okay.
So, the code staff doesn't do a home inspection to tell someone that, hey, by the way, those are the things that are part of a purchase.
Right. I get it.
Purchase agreement.
Yes.
And so, those things.
But there were no current code violations.
There were no current code violations as far as something that would be part of an estoppel letter. There was an initiated case. The person sold out before it got to the code book. Board.
Mm.
And because they sold it prior to going to the code board, they probably even skirted the notice requirement that's in the statute. But that's an issue between the buyer and
actually
the seller.
Actually, that doesn't concern us right now anyway. So, the chair will entertain a motion to find respondent in noncompliance and order the respondent to come into compliance by the December 5th, 2018 cutoff date or be returned to the board for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day.
So
such a motion.
Second.
Motion, Mr. Harrington. Second, Mrs. Himes. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Like, sign, opposed. Motion carries. So you have some time to go fix the roof.
Thank you.
Okay. All right, let's do case number 22 now. CEB 0918-105, Howard Taylor on Rybolt.
Rybolt beats.
Okay.
His name is Harold Taylor. He lives at 326 Rybolt Avenue, Daytona Beach, Florida.
Are you also going to testify?
Yes,
yes.
Ma'am.
Our
attorney.
Oh, okay. You state your name and address. So
you can stay right there.
Richard Jass, J-A-S-S, 524 South Beach, apartment 101, Daytona Beach.
Okay, Mr. Jackson and Mr. Fitzgerald. You're good, right there. Okay.
Madam Chair, members of the board, this is before you for determination of compliance or non-compliance. The inspector, Mike Fitzgerald, Mr. Fitzgerald, reports that this is simply what it says, a requirement to paint the house.
Right.
And he's asking for a finding of noncompliance,
mm-hmm.
and he believes that they can be in compliance by next cutoff.
Mm-hmm.
And I turn to Mr. Fitzgerald if you have any other factual questions.
Okay. Anybody have any questions? What would you like to do? You want to tell us something? Are you going to have the house painted?
I had photos taken yesterday of the house being all redone.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Mr. Taylor had some finance problem. We couldn't get finance.
But it's all been painted now.
It's done.
Oh, that's nice. Thank you.
In fact, they're finishing it.
Wonderful. So, did you call Mr. Fitzgerald?
No, you haven't
even had a chance to do that yet, right?
No.
Okay.
They're finishing.
Okay.
They're redoing the trim today.
Okay.
Because the wood soaked the paint up. They're redoing it.
Okay. Yeah, that happened.
Members of our church.
They helped you?
They stepped up.
That's very nice. Good. Good. So what would we recommend then? Because it's not in compliance yet.
Well, yeah, we'll still need the next cutoff.
Okay.
So not compliance next.
All right. Well, let me explain it to them. That we will find you in non-compliance, but the minute you're finished, you get in touch with Mr. Fitzgerald, and he'll put you into compliance, and that will...
Okay.
So there's his card. So you call him the minute everything's all done, and then hopefully you won't have to come back next time.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you for your time.
Okay. Thank you. So we will... I guess I really didn't do it. Chair will entertain a motion to find respondent noncompliance or respondent come into compliance by the next cutoff date, October 3rd, 2018, or be returned to the board for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day. Is there such a motion? Motion, Mrs. Hines. Is there a second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Harrington. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Like, sign, opposed. Okay, so you're good. So just make sure that you stay in touch with Mr. Fitzgerald. Okay. All right. Let's see. Now we go to case 23. CEB 0918106, Sylvanus Skoko and Donald Stiff at 306 Fifth Avenue. Okay.
Donald Stiff, 306 Fifth Avenue, Daytona Beach, 32118.
Raise your hand, please. You solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony that you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Of course.
Do you live
there, sir? Yes. Okay. Madam Chair, members of the board, this is before you for determination of compliance or noncompliance. The inspector is Mike Fitzgerald. Mr. Fitzgerald reports that the property is currently in non-compliance. He believes it's going to take until December for the respondent to come into compliance. This requires permits and which he's applied for, and they're working their way through. And I turn to Mr. Fitzgerald.
Okay. You're shaking your head. You haven't applied for permits?
Yes, I
have. Okay. Fine. Mr. Good. What would you like to tell us if you applied for the permits? The work gets done, right?
Yes, I applied for the permit.
Good.
I have responded promptly to every request from the city.
Okay.
It has nothing to do with me about my compliance date. My compliance date is when the city will finally issue the permit.
So the permit.
My violation is I don't have a permit.
I understand.
And the resolution of that is get a permit.
Correct. When did you apply for the permit?
After the confusion of I didn't need a permit.
You didn't know whether.
Yeah. I was told initially you've applied for the permit,
but you haven't received the permit yet. Is
yes.
that correct?
Because
and that's
keeps,
why the city
the
is giving you
moving.
Extra time to get the to make sure that the permit is there and that you can get the work done. So that's why we're giving you to December to come into compliance.
I guess I'm just having a problem with the term for me to come into compliance.
Well, because
I don't have anything to do about it.
Yeah.
When did you apply for the permit? You don't know?
Sir, I was initially told that I did not, by the permit office, that I did not need a permit for the work that I was doing. Okay.
Did they give you something in writing telling you that so you could give it to the inspector?
No, I wish they had. And then after that, Mr. Fitzgerald said he was responding to a complaint that the work I was doing on my property did not have a permit.
Mm-hmm.
I spoke with Mr. Fitzgerald on that day, and his determination was that he thought I was okay, and he could come out and remove the stop work order either that day or the following day, which is a Friday.
We're getting a lot of shaking of heads. Is there anything in writing that we could trace that says you issued a request for a permit and that they told you you didn't need a permit?
Mr. Fitzgerald.
In writing.
All right,
writing.
Wait.
No.
No. Okay.
Ma'am,
go ahead. Let's get, because I think this is getting unnecessarily complicated by terms that we use regularly here, and we're giving you the time to get done whatever it is you need to get done. Go ahead, Mr. Jackson, because I don't want to get into it either.
Madam Chair, I'm holding in my hand a review committee sheet to Coco Savannah, 306 Fifth Avenue, a zoning review from 9/6/2018. Requesting corrections that's necessary to be able to move forward with the permitting process.
Okay. Does he understand? Do you understand, sir, what you need?
Already done, ma'am.
Okay.
Already replied.
Okay.
So
I'm waiting on you.
No.
So I'm waiting on me.
So, in other words, Mr. Jackson,
when
he gets the permit, then we're extending his time to December.
Well, Ms. Himes said a permit will be issued. That permit would have to be final, and then he will be found in compliance. Oh. And so it's a process.
I know.
And he's in the stage of the process. And as you said, a necessity for understanding, so those he can work that
right,
out.
All right. So, when was the permit applied for? Now,
I don't know the exact.
Well, somebody knows the exact date.
Well, the permit was applied for on 7/30/2018. When I went out there, he had told me that he talked with people at Permits and Licensing while I was putting up a stop work order, and he said that they had said that he didn't need one. So I said, by the end of the day, go back over there. So if that's true, I can pull that off once they tell me. So the conversation was that way, but I had to be okayed by permits and licensing to say that to need a permit.
Right.
But at that point, they said it did need a permit, so my stop work order was in standing.
And
how long was the stock?
And then I
stop work order.
Right, there's a stop work order to stop the work, and then I put.
And that's not still that is still in effect
until he gets the permit. Yes.
Well, and what is holding him up getting the permit? Okay, I'm getting confused and we're getting.
Yeah.
The permit's meeting. Okay, it's right there.
Okay.
Sorry. I gave you the wrong information.
Okay.
The permit was applied for on 8/29.
Okay, that's a month later.
Yeah,
okay, 8/29. Well, that's just that's just 2 weeks ago.
Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. At that point, it went through the review process.
Okay.
During the review process, they were asking for some corrections on 9/6.
Right.
Zoning review was asking for some corrections.
Right.
On 9/4, Reed Berger redevelopment was asking for some corrections. And Ron Roberts on 9/7 was asking for other corrections.
Okay.
And so they're waiting. I guess you just said you took care of all these.
I've already responded.
Okay. All right. So what you need to do, it seems to me, is get with Mr. Fitzgerald. So, I thought there was a stop work order. How do you fix things if there's a stop work order?
The minute he gets a permit, the stop order will be removed.
Will be removed.
Okay.
All
right. We're giving you to get this squared away, and Mr. Fitzgerald will help you square this away and tell you what you need to do. We're giving you until December 5th to get it squared away and done.
But there's nothing I can do.
A couple months ago.
Excuse me?
Because of the permit situation. They did not understand that it's a permit plus inspection approvals.
The violation was that I did not have scarring. My violation was that it was determined after some length of time that I did, in fact, need a permit for the work that I was doing. And that I would, and it was additionally found that I needed an engineering report for that. I found the engineer, I got the report, I submitted it, and reviewed again with Mr. Bowden and his boss whether the material that they were concerned about was addressed in that report. They said yes, and the person in the permitting office, I asked how long it would take, and she said, well, they've already said that everything's there, so it should be really quick. Really quick turned into last Friday, I got an email with the review process.
Okay.
So Monday I got back with planning and zoning to understand their concerns. Wednesday I responded in writing with photos to all of the concerns that were requested in that item.
Okay.
And all of that was in an effort not to come to this meeting today and miss school and miss work.
Okay. Well, we're sorry for the inconvenience. I can't. Cases come before us in a certain order, and everybody's got something to do. And I'm sorry that there was a misunderstanding. But this is the first we've heard of it.
Yes, ma'am.
So what we are going to do is decide how much time you will be allowed to get between you and the city to get all of this fixed and worked out before there are any fines or anything.
Yes, ma'am. My only point is I have nothing left to contribute unless I have done everything I was asked to do.
So you will get with Mr. Fitzgerald after this because we can't give you advice.
There's no advice. I'm just saying
I'm,
the city is the one giving
we
me the
can't,
permit.
Excuse me. Now, you're making, I think this is more difficult than it needs to be.
please get with Mr. Fitzgerald and find out exactly what needs to happen in the process to bring you into compliance. This board is willing to give you until the December cutoff date to work all of this out, which seems like enough time. If it's not, and you come back here and there is still this misunderstanding kind of stuff going on, we'll make another decision. But it seems like right now we don't need to do a whole lot other than find you in noncompliance because the permit, although it was applied for, there were corrections that needed to be made. No one's come out and inspected those.
Not corrections to the property.
All right. I don't want...
Mr. Jackson, can I say, he just needs to pick up the permit when it's ready
and
confer with Mr. Fitzgerald.
He'll need to pick up the permit, then he'll need to get it finalized. I guess if it's already done, that should be a simple 1-2 process, I would expect. As we all understand, permitting is a process. It's not just walking in and it's done. In many circumstances, this is a situation with the process. It requests come back from the various areas of disciplines of the city, and those things are reviewed, considered, and if he's done everything he can do, then great. I expect that the permit would be issued.
Right.
If there's some reason why they believe it won't, then they'll let them know that.
Okay.
And
all
if
right.
it's at the city's fault, of course, we'll give them the time to get it taken care of.
I make the motion.
Thank you.
That we extend it to December 5th.
Right. Mom, could have done that a half hour ago.
But what was the motion for that?
Motion to find the respondent noncompliance or a respondent to come into compliance by the December cutoff date, which is December 5th. Is there the motion was made by...
Before that, I would like to make...
All right, let's have... Okay, go ahead.
Before you come back next time,
yes,
please, for your sake and for the clarity that we make a decision... Document each thing you do. What day you talk to so and so. A copy of whatever you need, so you can just present that to us, and we don't go through this. He said she, because it's very difficult to know when everybody's shaking heads.
Yeah.
Right.
So
right.
If you would document that, it would certainly help us when you come back, and hopefully you don't have to come back.
Right. Hopefully you don't have to come back. So that's okay.
No,
that motion's fine. That's fine. Your motion's fine. We need a second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Harrington. Mrs. Himes made the motion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Like, sign, opposed. Motion carries. So maybe we won't see that. Yeah, thank you. All right. Case number 24. CB 91892, Bernard Martin at 135 University. Good morning. State your name and address for the record.
Yes, Bernard Martin, 135 University Boulevard, Daytona Beach. Yes, ma'am.
All right. Mr. Jackson and Mr. Alderman.
Madam Chair, members of the board, this is before you for determination of compliance or noncompliance. The inspector is Steve Alderman. Mr. Alderman reports that the property remains in noncompliance, and he is requesting next cutoff for it to be brought into compliance. It very well may be a situation where demolition may be the remedy, but in any sense, he's recommending next cutoff for the property to come into compliance.
Unsafe deck, porch, balcony. Unsafe deck, porch, and balcony, exterior wall, waterproof, deterioration of structural members, insufficient deck anchoring, structural decay and dilapidation, overhang extensions exposed. What would you like to tell us about all these things, sir?
Right there is the wall that people were referring to.
Do you live there?
At Vaughan, yes, I do.
Okay.
Okay. My brother and I.
Okay. That's all right.
Big house, but it's only us.
Okay.
The storm knocked the wall down. And that exposed what looks like unpainted brick. See, and right there, see that right there? That second floor is the door into the house. All right? So all that exposed there was where the wall was. We don't know if we have to actually replace that wall, because the building itself, you see, the block, the house is intact. The wall was just a room that was added on years later. We've owned that house since 72 or 73.
All right, there are a lot of issues here that need to be fixed.
Well,
today we're here to determine whether basically you've fixed the issues that you were notified about or you haven't. And it doesn't appear.
We finished some.
You finished some. Okay.
I see there was a stop work order.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, we'll hear from Mr. Alderman, please.
It's not listed on
the list. At least I got it today.
Okay.
You know.
Oh, you got the stop work order today?
Yes.
Yesterday. All right. Mr. Alderman, wait a second.
Okay,
let me
sure.
ask. Why was the stop work order issued? Just wait a second. You don't have to go too far. Just let him so he can get to the mic.
Okay.
Good morning, Ms. Speaker, members
Good morning.
Of the board. Steve Alderman, my neighborhood services inspector. My credentials are on file for the record. This is a complicated case, and I will tell you that I actually made my first visit on February 22, talked to Mr. Martin, and he told me that it was a FEMA issue that he was waiting for determination on. Then on March 6th, I went over there and nothing had been done. There was no safety perimeter. It was pretty much a hazardous situation. So I ended up setting the notice of violation on the 6th. He received the green card on March 27th, so he's had plenty of time for the notice. The structural wall fell. Overhangs are rotting, fascia. There's a number of issues, and that's been an old structure that's had issues since back when I was here in 2007. And they have gotten worse. I had verbal contact with Mr. Martin on 222 and 3-6. I attempted on 728, and I posted it yesterday because none of the work has been with a licensed contractor or with a permit. And by some of the photos, you can see that the supporting systems for the porch that holds up the overhang roof on the top are half off of the actual concrete supporting system. So nothing has really been done adequately or safely, or by a professional.
Okay. And I assume you've made Mr. Martin aware of this.
Well, yesterday I went over there, and I'll be honest with you, I'm a little bit nervous to go up the stairs myself. I don't weigh that much, but it's part of that whole system that's on that face of the wall where the wall fell. And without adequate support of the beams, the whole thing is...
How do you get in and out of the house, sir?
The stairs.
Okay. All right. Okay. No, wait. Wait a second. I want to let Mr. Alderman finish, and then we'll get back to you. Go ahead.
I posted it simply because none of the work was adequate, and that's where I stand, and that I will be...
And he understands that.
Well, I haven't been able to talk to him yet.
Okay.
Usually, I when I see the white car out there, he's there.
Uh-huh.
But I have been there a number of times without any contact.
Okay.
With photos.
Okay. All right. Now, Mr. Martin.
Yes.
You understand what the issues are here?
Yes.
Okay.
And the reason why, those are, if we can go back to the original, those are 8x8s. That's the original wall, right? Who keeps hooking this thing?
It's on a loop, sir.
It's on a loop.
It does automatically.
Yeah.
Okay. So there's the wall.
Yeah.
All right. I was out of town when it happened, but that is without the wall down. I called Waste Pro and had the biggest thumps that they got. Once I was able to get somebody to come over and do it, because believe me, it was heavy.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So that's the way it looks now. You can see those big beams.
Uh-huh.
All that's all new.
Uh-huh.
Right? And then after that, you go down the steps. And what's needed is when it,
okay.
I don't know what
I
don't know
I can't, you know, we don't rule on what is needed, how it's supposed to be done. That these are all permit issues, licensing issues, then there are inspection issues.
Right.
And you need to work with your code enforcement officer to find out exactly what it is you need to do. You are here today because... We're here because your code inspector found you all these violations, and we're here today to decide whether those exist. And as far as I can tell from what Mr. Alderman is saying and his expertise, that these issues actually do, and from what we're looking at, these issues do exist. So that's what we're here today to do.
There are some.
Well, I know. We know there are some. And that's what we need you to get with him to figure out what you need to do to fix these things. That's all.
All right. It's just like when it rains, it pours, so to speak, in everybody's lives, if we can use that terminology, that besides that, the grass, I think one time came by, and my brother said something about it. And
could I ask
my,
how long?
Not a landscaper.
1031?
A grass mower. He has a stroke. So now I got to go buy a lawnmower. Well, on the outside of the wall.
Okay, all right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes, I do. We do understand.
You know?
What is the city asking for at this point?
Oh. Go ahead.
Because I've heard enough.
Yeah, Madam Chair, members of the board, what the inspector is asking and what he's told me is this. The what we've asked for is next cutoff, but as we hear and understand, one is to stop work order. What we really need is, if indeed he can do work and he's going to do work, he needs to pull permits within the next 30 days.
Right.
The inspector's informed me that he intends to get with the building official to determine whether or not this place is structurally sound for him to remain there. And it's possible it may ultimately be condemned. We don't know. So he will have it reviewed by the building official. And in the interim, he needs to see if he can get permits pulled within the next 30 days. So we would ask that we continue the determination of a compliance date until we know whether one, if he can pull permits and have a better idea based on his permitting, what he intends to do and how long it should take to get these things done.
So
we'd ask for a
final noncompliance in order of progress report next month.
Order him to obtain or at least apply for permits by next month.
Okay.
Unless the circumstance changes drastically with demolition issues.
Well,
so
do you understand, sir, how important this is? I mean, they're talking about somebody coming out and inspecting your house to see whether you can live there anymore.
Well,
because it's in such, I'm just telling you, this is what the gun you're under right now, and I want you to be aware of it. And I want you to, either you need to do what needs to be done to get it fixed.
I did hire a man that said he was the general contractor. He's the gentleman that did that work. It's not me.
Okay, whatever. You
all
need
right?
to get with...
Well, I gave them, Ron, I don't know, Ron's not here, an architectural drawing that he required. 3 weeks later, he said they needed more drawing because they didn't have the stairs on it. So it wasn't that I wasn't doing anything.
Okay. Well, this is serious.
I understand,
okay.
But, you know, I haven't been ignoring these gentlemen
okay.
by
All
any
right.
means.
All right, so what we're going to do is the chair is going to entertain a motion to find respondent noncompliance and order the respondent to apply for permits at before the next meeting, which will be by the next cutoff date, October 3rd.
And continue the compliance.
And
determination.
Come into compliance.
And further order that we continue the determination of a compliance date.
All right, and further order that we decide on the to continue for a date for compliance. Okay, so we're finding the respondent noncompliance. We're ordering you to go get permits, and then we will determine a compliance date. That's what we're doing at the next meeting.
Is it my understanding from the inspector that at the next meeting there's to be some determination by whatever group that this can be even done or not? Or are we just
right,
going to...
that's what we're going to
We're
find
not going
out.
To just repeat what we've just done, are we?
Yeah, that's the intent, is to notify the building official and determine whatever he
is
tells us.
2 weeks enough time, Tony?
I'm sorry?
2 weeks enough time, or we need to go to the end of October for them to get out and do all this stuff?
I would expect it's... I would expect it's enough time for
right.
at least the building official to
right.
to decide whether or not
okay.
it's something...
Okay, all right, so 10-3. Okay.
Yeah, because I just don't want to go through this whole
We're
thing
not
and wind up
right.
doing it again.
Right.
So it'll be up to the city to
correct
to okay. get on.
Yeah,
do
then
it.
If it, that's the case, then it's not coming back here.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so we have a motion by Mrs. Himes. Do we have a second?
Second.
Mr. Harrington's a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Like, sign, opposed. Motion carries. Please get with Mr. Fitzgerald right now, and he can tell you. I'm sorry, Mr. Alderman, he can tell you what
yeah.
you need to do. Thank you. All right, case 27, please come forward. Are you here? 26, it is freezing. But it was 27, right? You are 27, Dennis L. and Lucinda Trovinger? Yeah, okay. At 1212. Okay. I'm sorry this has all taken so long. We didn't intend
for it. It took me by surprise. There's two other cases ahead of ours.
That's all right. I'm trying to get them out the door. That's all. Okay. Go ahead.
My name's Dennis Trovinger. I live at 1212 Sunset Circle in Daytona Beach.
Okay.
Well, and this is the contractor.
Greg Marcotte.
Okay.
Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you hear about to provide the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes. I'm sorry, this is my son, Tom. He just wants to be a part of this.
Okay. All right. Mr. Jackson and Mr. Klieg.
Madam Chair, members of the board, this is before you for determination of compliance or noncompliance. This is for no permit for a carport. The inspector is Tom Klieg. Mr. Klieg reports that the property remains in noncompliance. In fact, I think some of there's probably additional issues that may ultimately, that's not before you today, that's related to the need for the repair. And so Mr. Klieg is asking for a finding of noncompliance He believes they can be in compliance by next cutoff. I turn to Mr. Klieg so he can speak to the issues.
Okay, so what we have before us is no permit for the carport. If they go and get the permit, is that what's needed?
Yeah, but it was denied on 622.
Okay.
It was too large of a carport. It doesn't meet the 30-foot setback from the property lines. And also now additional problems going to be is that they expanded the driveway with concrete without a permit, which is also it needs to be a 30-foot setback. So we're going to have the issue before you today is this one right here. They had a contractor, I believe, put it up, but he should have pulled the permit. If he pulled the permit, they would have denied him from the start because, like I said, it was too large.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where we stand.
They had a did the contractor do the work without?
Yes, without a permit. It came as a complaint-driven call that the contractor put in this carport, a large carport, without permission, so without a permit. So.
Okay. What would you like to tell us, Dennis?
Well, the purpose for the carport was my son. We have a handicap van, and it's a real hassle loading him in and out in the rain.
Right.
So
that makes sense to me.
Okay.
So.
You say you had a contractor.
And you had a contractor.
Mr. Mark. I did it. I did the job.
Oh, you did the job, sir?
Are you a licensed contractor?
Yeah, certified.
Why would you do something without a permit?
I don't think any answer I give you is going to qualify for the question. I just failed to get one. Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's honest.
Busy through the hurricane stuff, going crazy, and there's, like I said, any answer I give you is not going to be efficient, so failed to get one.
Okay.
I did apply for one after the fact. It was denied due to the rear setbacks. Want to request a variance to get to vacate the required setbacks. And that's where we're at now. So.
You're going to the Board of Adjustments for the variance?
Wanted. They told us they had to come in front of you guys to get the approval to apply for the variance.
No? Not
to I us, don't
no.
think so.
Oh, that's what she, the girl, Hannah
okay.
Ward.
Now,
I talked to Hannah Ward.
Yeah.
She said
okay,
we had to go to you guys first.
Yeah,
well, yeah, you have to come before us for this particular issue, but the other issues, you go to different places. Now, you're going to have to get with Mr. Klieg and find out exactly what you need to do. I understand the need for a carport. We certainly understand the need for a carport. But it's got to be done to the city specifications.
Well, it's done to the Florida Building Code. It's done. I got engineering and everything. I bought engineering.
It's a setback problem. You're too far.
It's a setback. It's not
a
structural
issue.
It's a variance issue.
Right.
So you need to go to that particular board and then... Once you go to that board, we can stay our action. We can if you don't. But you have to do something.
The board, because we talked to Hannah and it kind of dragged with there, and I didn't hear back from her. I called her again, and then I didn't hear back from her, and I never heard back from her, actually. I think he heard back from her, and
I talked to her in person.
Yeah, I think he went down there finally and talked to her in person. So that's why it's kind of, and she kind of said, well, it doesn't necessarily conform with the neighborhood. It's a 1961 neighborhood. There's stuff built all over the place over there. Not that it has anything to do with our situation.
Right, and that's over. Unfortunately.
Yeah, it's like a
Heinz
57
right.
everything up
right.
there because it's an old neighborhood.
Right.
And there's no covenants out there. There's not a deed restricted community
okay.
out there.
Setbacks go, everybody, let's follow the setbacks.
Yeah.
Could be modified somehow, the structure? Yeah.
Well, it's pretty much would have to apply for a variance even at this
they
point.
Need
I think
a variance
pretty much on the building
point.
Line there. So basically, we need to get a vacation of the existing setbacks in order for he's have a and it usually requires a hardship. And I've done variances before, and I've never really had much hardships and got them approved. But he actually has a legit, real,
right.
genuine hardship.
Have you talked to the neighbors? Are they willing to?
They actually all like it,
all
and they all like it. And told them they look nice.
Well,
yeah, we had all
shouldn't
the
have any
stuff.
Problem at the board.
Well,
the problem
evidently it was complaint driven, so some neighbor has a problem.
But he has a problem, and that's another board to decide.
Yeah.
The issue
yeah.
is right now is his non-compliance.
Right. Yeah.
Correct.
And he needs to find out if he goes to the board and the board needs.
He just needs to be clear. You need to find out from Mr. Klieg what your next steps need to be.
Well, they told us we had to go to Hannah Ward. Went to Hannah Ward, and she's kind of been, she's like has that power over it, making yes or no determinations.
Right. Okay, let Mr. Jackson address this, please.
Yes, Madam Chair, members of the board. The inspector has informed me that
of course, this is everyone's already saying it. It's needs to be resolved through zoning.
Right.
And they have been involved and been talking with zoning.
Okay.
And they're right. They need Hannah's the representative for the Board of Adjustment, under
okay.
The staff representative. So wherever they're getting the slowdown, you know, they need to work their way through the zoning division, you know, that division and get what they need.
Right.
So we've historically allowed time if someone
right.
is allowed a variance. So the first thing you need to know is this something they can get, even apply for a variance? I believe that answer is yes.
Okay.
And so if indeed they can, then they can apply. We'll allow them the time to go to, before the variance board and get a ruling and make a determination from that point forward. But I think that's our status right now. We do; they are non-compliant.
Right.
And so we'd ask for finding a non-compliance. And if they intend on applying for a variance, then if we can get a progress report. I know it used to be it was like the last Thursday of the month or something or something.
I don't
like
know
that
when
that
it is, yeah.
As far as the application deadline,
right.
not a part of the month.
Oh, okay.
So to even know that they've applied and going forward, I think we probably want to get a progress report just to know that they indeed are moving
okay.
forward. And maybe that progress report can be something that can just be reported to the
And we can determine a compliance date then after that?
Okay. Yes.
Okay.
And if the answer is no variance
right.
granted, then they're going to have to, you know,
right.
get
then
themselves
we'll
within
to,
compliance
right.
by removal.
Correct. And so we'll determine a compliance date then. Yes. All right. Do you understand what you need to do now? Is that clear? And if you don't, please talk to Mr. Jackson again, and he will...
I guess I have one question. When you say the board, what did you say before?
This board?
Not the other board. Yeah. The Board of Adjustments. Is that something that we do after Hannah gives us a nod?
I can't give you advice on that. Mr. Jackson can tell you, and Mr. Klee can probably tell you, but we can't.
I think our holdback really is Hannah seems to be bent on the fact that she thinks it's not conforming to the neighborhood. There is no conformity to that neighborhood whatsoever.
Well, that's okay, and that's not something that we can...
Who goes over her head? Is there something that you...
Board of Adjustments.
Excuse me?
That's what the Board of Adjustments does.
From a staff perspective, yeah, you'll just there is a
hierarchy
in the staff. I mean, ultimately, the department head would be Mr. Morris, who is the deputy city manager. So, but yeah, you'll be able to if you make a phone call and ask the question, they want to be able to tell you who you should be talking to next if it's not Hannah. Okay. And it's being suggested probably Dennis. How do you say his last name? Morozak.
But
yes.
Yeah.
I know Dennis.
Okay. Then I.
Can we get a motion?
Okay. So
yeah.
You know, work your way through their processes. If indeed you can, then wonderful. If you can't, well, that leads me to whatever. In that chain of authority. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. All right. Okay, so what we're going to do, what I'm going to propose is we entertain a motion to, I will entertain a motion to find the respondent in noncompliance and order a progress report at the next meeting to see where we are in this process. And at that time, we will also set a compliance date if everything's moving forward. We're not moving forward. We'll figure out what we're doing at the next meeting, basically. Okay. So is there such a motion? Mrs. Himes, second. Mr. Jones, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Like, sign, opposed. Motion carries. So I just hope that you're all clear. I don't mean that you're not being proactive. I just want you to be able to get this fixed by following the right steps and to know what those are. And unfortunately, we can't give you advice on to how to do that, but just keep pursuing it. I'm sure you'll get help. Okay?
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Madam Chairman, a question. Did we skip?
Yes, we did.
20?
When everyone, when we took a break, I just asked the people that were here to come up and tell me what case numbers.
Okay.
So now we're going back because none of these people are here. So that would be case 20. CEB 0918102, Janine Brown. So these people aren't here, all these cases.
Madam Chair, members of the board, this is before you for determination of compliance or non-compliance. The inspector is Mark Jones. Mr. Jones reports that this property remains in non-compliance. He's had no contact with the respondent as of my last conversation with him. In fact, to Mr. Jones, the property appears that it may even be abandoned. But he's asking for a finding of non-compliance next for all to come into compliance.
Okay. Questions? Chair will entertain a motion to find respondent in non-compliance or respondent come into compliance by 10-3-2018 and be returned to the board for consideration of up to $1,000 per day. Is there such a motion?
So moved.
So moved.
Okay, well, motion, Mr. Harrington, second, Ms. Himes, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Like, sign, opposed. Motion carries. We have, so that she was a no-show.
25.
Case number CEB0918-98, Kathy Matsupolis. Okay, that's Steve Alderman.
Yes.
And Mr. Jackson. Okay, go ahead.
Madam Chair, members of the board, this is before you for determination of compliance or non-compliance. The inspector, Steve Alderman. Ms. Alderman reports that the property is in non-compliance. It is a residential unit, and he's asking for next cutoff for the property to come into compliance.
Is it occupied now?
To answer your question, it is in transition.
Mm-hmm.
The tenant is supposedly 75% out, which I believe Ms. Matsupolis. But anyway, I found this on 319. It's a CRM complaint, renting without a license. Letter was sent out 39, green card back at 327. I've had numerous inspections and contacts with the owner, and the most recent being 9/10. And Kathy has paid the fines or fees for the BT and the rental. And all she's waiting for is the inspection by the rental department, and I expect that to happen.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. The chair will entertain a motion to find respondent noncompliance or respondent committed compliance by the next cutoff date to be returned to the board for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day. Is there such a motion?
So moved.
Motion, Mrs. Himes, second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Harrington. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Like, sign, opposed. Okay.
26.
CEB0918-114 at 441 Nautilus. P.D. Miller.
This is before you for compliance or non-compliance. Inspector Steve Alderman, he reports it's a non-compliance and asks that you give the respondent until next cutoff to come into compliance.
Mm.
Again, this is my...
Are there people in there?
Pardon?
Are there people in there?
Yes, it is rented again.
Okay.
Again, my perpetual question is, what's happened in almost a year?
Well, I found this in January 31st, 2018. Owner is P.D. Miller. No license, and he owed a number of back fees. He had a few. It was basically a CRM complaint by the tenant at the time. So I went and did my inspection, found a few issues, and I just inspected that 9/12 and verified the payment of the back fees, and he has very few little issues that are basically taken up, so non-compliance next cutoff, please.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Chair will entertain a motion to find respondent non-compliance or respondent come into compliance by October 3rd, 2018 or be returned to the board for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day. Is there such a motion?
Mm-hmm.
Second.
Motion, Mrs. Himes. Second, Mr. Harrington. All in favor say aye. Like, sign, opposed. Motion carries. 27, I think. We're almost there. We just have 29 and 30. All right. CEB0918-113, Rental Properties, LLC, at 1441 Illinois Street. Mr. Klieg and Mr. Jackson.
Madam Chair, members of the board, number 20. This is before you for determination of compliance or noncompliance. The inspector is Tom Klieg. Mr. Klieg reports that the property is currently in noncompliance. He's asking for next cutoff of the property to come into compliance. I turn to Mr. Klieg.
Okay.
Are
you on 29? Yeah, 29.
1441 Illinois Street.
Yeah, that's, yeah. 29. Okay. Do we have any questions? Deb, you had contact with them?
Yes.
Okay.
It's squatters living in there.
Oh. You had yeah. contact with the squatters.
No, they said they're property managers of the property. And I talked to the owner in Washington State. He says, no, they're former people that did maintenance work for him. So they're living in this place with no water and a collapsed roof. So.
Okay. And what is the owner? Where is the owner? Did you
State
say
of Washington?
Washington State.
And he doesn't have an opportunity to come down here and get him evicted or deal with him through the police.
Tom, is the power on?
No, no power, no water.
But he still has the power to do that.
Yes, yes.
To get it shut off. So what are you asking him to do?
What shut off?
It's already off.
There's no water or electric on here.
So these people have broken in?
They're former, basically they're squatters. They're former maintenance people. They live out of the front door, supposedly the police issued drugs.
Okay, but that's not even on here. Yeah, the squatter issue.
No.
It just says failure to maintain roof and maintain water.
Right. It's at the time of the incident. I found.
But that's okay. That's not a problem. What my concern is that this man doesn't. I live in Washington. I can't do anything about it. That's just unacceptable to me. I'm certainly willing to find him in noncompliance, but
we are cutting his grass,
Madam Chair. We will work on the squatter issue, but
okay.
The squatter issue itself is not a code violation.
Okay. It's a police issue?
Yeah. Officer Jasmine issue.
Okay. Well, then, we'll just work on this issue. The chair will entertain a motion to find respondent noncompliance or respondent to come into compliance by 10-3-2018 and be returned to the board for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day.
Motion.
Such a motion?
So moved.
Second. Mr. Time, second. Mr. Jones, all in favor say aye. Like, fine, opposed. Right? Number 30, case 30, CEB 0918-108.
Madam Chair, members of the board, this is before you for determination of compliance or noncompliance. The inspector is Tom Klieg. Mr. Klieg reports that the property is now in compliance, but he's asking for a finding of compliance,
noncompliance.
Okay.
The will find effect. A repeat violation of that.
Like repeat violation.
So it is in compliance now.
Yes.
So it's in compliance now?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So the chair will entertain a motion to find respondent
noncompliance.
Previously in noncompliance, but currently in compliance. And for any future violation, be returned to a subsequent meeting for consideration of a fine of up to $5,000 per occurrence. Is that it?
Yes.
All right.
And that's just if he has another junk vehicle.
Right. That's just if there's another junk vehicle. Okay. Motion, Mrs. Himes, second.
Second.
Mr. Harrington, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Like, sign, opposed. Motion carries. All right. Any miscellaneous business?
Just we're going to have two new members on the board here next time. We could probably just have a few minutes. Jim's going to give them a packet of stuff. If they have any questions before we start our meeting next week, we can just allow them to ask any questions. Mr. Chairman. They may not have anything, but if we have to do it, let's do it before the meeting.
All right, and the other thing is I wanted to talk about CodeStat. There's evidently something called CodeStat, like CompStat. Is that true? Haha, are we always the last to know? CodeStat. Uh-huh. Okay. When is it? Where is it?
Mr. Sykes will be the expert on what's happening with Coates there.
Yeah, really.
There will be a public notice for that shortly. I believe our first one's going to be October 3rd for the public.
Right. And it probably isn't a good idea for us to go because it would prejudice us against cases.
Illegal.
I don't know.
Well,
no, because there may be cases coming up.
That's what I
think. People are going to hear, so the answer is no.
And people will talk about, I mean, you will not be able to keep people from talking about specific cases,
right,
either previous or coming up or whatever.
Well, and the idea, I think, is going to be
for the public.
Do it in a manner similar to what they are doing with CompStat,
right,
which it's pretty informative and detailed,
right,
but it's the kind of detail that y'all shouldn't be getting.
Right, that's what I think, too. Yeah.
We can't tell you not to go, but I suggest you don't go.
Right. That's what I was thinking. But the public is welcome to go, and I think it's a wonderful thing because they'll get to understand the process and what needs to be done,
and
so
of course
I think it's a good thing.
Yeah, and of course, if they hear stuff and they call you, it's the same situation.
Well, we know what to do.
You just make the notification at the meeting.
It's easy, you don't go at all. But if you do go, you have to disclose it, that's all.
Yeah.
Right. Sure.
Well, that's true, but this is so, this, it's really, I mean, they are going to be talking about cold cases here, so.
Just give out your cell phone, I'm calling.
Yeah, really, just call me, no thanks. Go ahead.
How do we jump? And I can remember a case we had today from 15 and 16. It was the same thing. And he never paid any fine. Now he's back again. 17, 18.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's fresh.
Well, how many times he's been here?
Yeah.
And how many fines?
It's obviously an effort to get attention and ultimately.
No, he came a couple times.
Yeah, hopefully we get a response.
He never paid the fine.
But, I think what you may be asking is how do we compel him to pay the fine, and the only thing you do is you put a lien on the property, correct?
Right, and right.
I mean,
if he wants a loan, or if he, I mean, there's things that so can motivate someone to want to get
he
involved.
He always comes and nothing be done.
Well, that happens with a lot of different cases.
Yeah.
Correct?
Yeah.
That we find them. And, there was some talk. Okay, meeting's adjourned. There was